I realize that right now during the pandemic, a lot of people are not working, so they're probably not thinking about, like, how do you ask for a raise? But what if you are somebody who has been in your job for a really long time, now you're working from home, and as a result, you're working more, you know, or it's time for your raise? Should you feel like, listen, a lot of people lost their jobs, the company's struggling, should you not ask for a raise even if you feel like you deserve one?
No, do not ask for a raise. That business is barely there themselves. They're having such a bad time right now. So if you actually have the guts to ask for a raise, you should be fired.
Okay, I guess it depends on what business you're in. So I have a girlfriend who works for a gigantic company. I'm not going to say which one because you know it. It's a sports team, and they make millions, if not billions of dollars. They're worth so much money. And she has been there for many, many, many years. Since she's been working from home, she's working more. She's taking on more responsibility. They gave her a project and they said, we expect you to have this done by the end of the year, by December. You know, by January 2021, you should be done with this project. Because she's now at home and all she is working on this project, she's going to be done by the end of July. Okay. And she's due a raise right now. So should she ask for a raise? Should he ask for a one-time bonus? Maybe something that's not money-oriented, like, I don't know, more time off or working from home even when the pandemic is over. Like, what do you think?
No, you don't ask. Unless you work for Amazon, do not ask for a raise, because companies right now are barely afloat the way they are. So,
yeah, but why is that her problem? I mean, they're giving her more work to do because they let so many people go. So she's working twice as much. Normally, like, she'll be in an office, there'll be a meeting, somebody will grab coffee, you'll go out for lunch, you get to another meeting. So it takes you all day to get work done. She gets up in the morning and she works into the night, and she's getting this project done way quicker because she's working, like, she's like so focused, work, not stupid meetings, no one's sitting around having coffee together. And now she's doing like 17 other jobs. She deserves a raise or something.
If an employee emailed me and asked for a raise right now, I would block them.
All right. So when can she? I mean, at what point in this whole phase one, phase two, phase three, you know, at what point do you say to your boss, listen, I've been here 15 years and now you're giving me more work than ever. I was up for a raise this year anyway. Like, when do you say that?
2022.
2022?
Yeah, I wouldn't even, there's no way she should do it this year. And next year, maybe not.
The experts, just so you know, like the work and business experts are all saying that you shouldn't take the attitude that you're lucky you have a job, because what she does cannot be replaced. What she does is very specific. And there's no way they can find one person to replace what she does and not have to spend years training them.
Okay.
So she's very valuable.
I went through many, many years of my life with that in mind, that nobody can replace me, and I was replaced.
Well, no, you could be replaced.